Thank you for calling Apple Support. My name is Simon. How can I help you today? What is the amount you said, sir?
472.84.
Did you make any purchase? Hello? Oh, and do you have any subscription on your Apple account? And what is the subscription amount you have?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me pull up the record and check this out, okay? Can you please help me with your name as on the account?
JohnDavis.
And your Apple account email? Hotmail.com.
Just give me a minute here, okay?
All right. Okay. So it shows that you have a charge of $4.72.84. And other than that, it also shows that there are other several charges coming up under your credit line. So this charge of $4.72 is from Apple Store. That's going from your Apple Pay, right? But you said you did not approve it. So Mr. John, do you share your account with anybody for any reason? Well, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am, but sir, I'm sorry. It shows to me here that there are several other charges showing up from Dayton, Ohio, New Mexico, and California. Are you calling from any of these locations? I can see on the server, as on the record, it shows that you're calling from Kentucky, right? Well, sir, apparently it looks like some intruders are misusing your account for several charges from different locations, and they're trying to mess up with your account. But as our security server has intercepted this, found out to be unusual, and looks like fraudulent charges. This is the reason why we did not approve. Yeah, we did not approve any of the charges so far. And you got a notification to reach us for your security concern, and to make sure that we verify your account and stop these people from putting all these charges by creating your credit account and credit line, and make sure that we cancel all these charges with your consent. Okay. All right. So for this purpose, sir, I'll have to connect your account with our secured server. So as and when your account is connected to our server, these intruders will be disabled and we'll be able to go ahead and remove and block them permanently, secure your account, and cancel all the charges, all right? All right. So right now, sir, which model of the iPhone you're using? Is it like 14, 15, 16? 16, okay. Can you please put me on the loudspeaker so that you can follow the instructions? This is Simon, sir. Okay. Now, along with my name, I will also request you to please note down my phone number. That will be my direct line. In case we get disconnected, I will call you or you can call me. And this is my direct line so that you shouldn't be on the queue, okay? Yeah, 425-419-192. Okay, great. Now, once you're on the speaker, I want you to go ahead and open your app store. Now, at the very top, do you have a search where you can type down? All right, type in there, help desk, one word, and then host. Search for it. So do you see help desk host with an icon that looks like a little donut, like a lifesaver? Do you see that? Yeah, you got to get it and install it, please. All right, please. Now, what do you see? Right, sir, just give me a minute here, okay? So what do you see right now? All right, so what number is this session code? All right, it is 940-616-485. Enter your name, join session. Now, what do you see? Do you see allow, accept, click on it?
Uh-huh, yeah,
start session.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now what do you see?